Leading the news this morning, the federal government's trial of poker machine reforms will cost it at least $37 million. That's how much compensation it's offering ACT clubs to trial mandatory pre-commitment technology next year. The backdown on poker machine reforms has cost the government the support of independent MP Andrew Wilkie. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney says he'll release his recent tax returns in the next couple of days. His announcement follows Newt Gingrich's big win in the South Carolina primary with 40% of the vote. Mitt Romney could only manage 28%. The Arab League ministers meeting in Cairo are likely to extend the mission to Syria for another month. They're also expected to increase the number of observers. Syria's opposition says it has no faith in the mission and is calling on the United Nations to intervene. At least eight people have reportedly been killed in renewed violence in northern Nigeria. More than 150 people died in a series of bombings in Kano on Friday. The series of explosions targeted police stations, a passport office, and other government buildings.